Hi, you're listening to Talking About Organizations, a podcast about management and organization studies brought to you with the support of the ICON Research Center at the University of Warwick. This is a summary of episode 16, where we discussed contingency theory by Lawrence and Lorsch. To find out more, get the text, and for future episodes, please go to our website at talkingaboutorganizations.com. My name is Ralph, and I'm speaking to you from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Paul Lawrence and Jay Lorsch are two scholars strongly associated with the Contingency School of Organization Studies. Important figures in the field of management and organizational studies, they collaborated on important works, including the highly influential book titled Organization and Environment, Managing Differentiation and Integration. They followed this with a series of papers that advanced an open systems perspective on organizations. Open system theory was initially developed by Ludwig von Bertalanffy, a biologist, but is applicable across multiple disciplines. Bertalanffy said, all systems are characterized by an assemblage or combination of parts whose relations make them interdependent. As one moves from mechanical to organic and social systems, the interactions between the parts in the system become more complex and variable. In the social psychology of organizations, Katz and Kahn note 10 characteristics of open systems. Importation of energy from the environment, could be in the form of resources and people. Throughput, that is, they transform resources available to them. Output, they export some resources to the environment. Systems as cycles of events. Negative entropy, through input of energy and or resources. Information input, negative feedback, and a coding process to maintain a steady state. The steady state and dynamic homeostasis, and a tendency towards growth to ensure survival, differentiation and specialization, which we'll see Lawrence and Lorsch pick up on, integration and coordination, another theme of Lawrence and Lorsch, and equifinality, that is, there are many paths to the same end. In this episode, we read the classic article, Differentiation and Integration in Complex Organizations, published in 1967 in Administrative Science Quarterly, arguably the flagship journal of organizational science. In this work, Lawrence and Lorsch report on their investigation into the relation between organizational characteristics and their environment. They conclude that an organization's economic performance is determined by its ability to meet integration and differentiation requirements that match their environment. Building on Fiedler's contingency model of leadership effectiveness, Lawrence and Lorsch studied 6 companies in the chemical processing industry. Their data was obtained via questionnaires and interviews with senior executives. Researchers compared the degree of integration and differentiation between subgroups in each company, that is, sales, production, and research and development subsystems, as they attempted to meet requirements from their sub-environments, that is, science, market, and technical economic. Similarly to Fiedler, Lawrence and Lorsch concluded that there is not one best way to structure work or an organization. Advocates of contingency theory for organizations argue that an optimum approach to structural differentiation depends, that is contingent, on the external and local conditions where an organization functions. This represents a departure from assumptions of the scientific management theories of Taylor and Fayol that we discussed in previous episodes of the show. You could certainly go back to review them if you want. It shifts the focus of organizational scholars beyond strictly internal dynamics and structure and places greater emphasis on an organization's alignment with its external environment. Lawrence and Lorsch used the data they collected to argue that the most economically successful organizations were the ones that managed to fulfill the dual goal of differentiation to cope with environmental uncertainty and integration to align the work of highly differentiated subsystems. Lawrence and Lohr's predicted that each of these basic subsystems that they studied would be differentiated along four key attributes: structure, members' interpersonal orientation, members' orientation towards time, roughly corresponding to short-term versus long-term focus, and members' orientation toward goals. My career in the Navy, I did see evidence of this kind of differentiation brought about by environmental uncertainty. Ships that were preparing for operations overseas faced much less environmental uncertainty than ships in extended maintenance periods in shipyards. Ships in shipyards tend to develop specialized structures to cope with the complexity and uncertainty of the shipyard environment. This contrasted with ships that were operating that never had to depart from the standardized organization structures and member orientations. What Lawrence and Lorsch do not address is how organizations must cope, like Navy ships, with an environment that changes back and forth from complex, uncertain, to less complex, more predictable. This was also an aspect of the article that our colleague Pedro found less satisfying. Integration is important, according to Lawrence and Lorsch, because after production of a complex product has been divided into specialist subtasks, organizations have to integrate the subtasks around the completion of the complete product. Lawrence and Lorsch refer to producing a complex product through the integrated effort of organizational subdivisions as the global task. Their hypothesis 7, that integrative devices would emerge in organizations with environments which required both high differentiation and integration, was confirmed. When I worked in shipyards doing ship repair, I noticed that shipyard project teams ignored the need for integration among their strongly differentiated subdivisions at their peril. I observed early in my career on my first project team that too little attention was being paid to integrating the plans of the people planning and coordinating maintenance with the plans of the test engineers setting the conditions for that maintenance. I discovered this by accident one day after hearing the maintenance plans from the morning operations meeting and asking the test engineers a few hours later what their plans were. Thereafter on the project, I became an integrative device to coordinate the plans of the two subsystems because they held their morning meetings at the exact same time. Finally, the authors explore the determinants of more or less effectiveness in the integrated devices needed. They address such things as ability of coordinators to shift back and forth between the time orientations of the units being coordinated, coordinator level of influence on decision-making, basis for the coordinator's level of influence, expertise or hierarchical authority position, perception of the coordinators being valued, rewarded for performance of the activities being integrated, and perceived influence in the organization. I found all of these to be factors that impacted the effectiveness of my activities as an integrative device in the Navy. Our colleague Demetrius summed up the three main principles of Lawrence and Lorsch's study. Organizational performance is a function of coping with environmental uncertainty. Organizations differ from each other by how their subsystems relate to the environment. After the global task has been divided into specialist subtasks, the problem for organizations is to integrate the subtasks around the completion of the global task. For a much more detailed discussion of the paper, please refer to the two sections of the podcast. Your humble podcasters found it a very interesting article to discuss and hope our discussion helps you think about it more too.
And that's all for episode 16 on contingency theory. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this summary and found it to be of value. Please get in touch with us via our website or any of the standard social media accounts and let us know what you thought of this summary and the podcast in general. We are always eager to hear from our lovely listeners. Also, please share the podcast with your friends, colleagues, and students to get more people talking about organizations. Next week, we are going to talk about gender and organizations with a special guest, Dr. Deborah Brewis from Kingston University. Find out more on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com, and please tune in next week as we discuss the text Some Effects of Proportions on Group Life by Rosabeth Moss Cantor here on Talking About Organizations.